Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
I don't envy anybody who's trying to plan things for the summer right now, because here we are in Michigan, which has the highest rate of coronavirus cases in the nation. Right here in Port Huron, we're among the worst in the state, so it's really hard to plan things. But we also know it's not going to be this bad forever. Things will eventually get better. Joining us right now to talk about what the summer is shaping up to look like in downtown Port Huron is the Downtown Development Authority Director, Cynthia Cutright. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Am I right? Is it really hard to plan things for the summer right now?
Oh, Paul, it has been a whirlwind. You know, we were looking forward to the summer. Early winter, late winter, even early spring, we're looking at numbers kind of go in the right direction. And then big changes here, obviously, over this past couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's really hard to say what we're looking at, but we're, you know, staying optimistic and moving forward with some of our plans.
What are some of those plans? Blue Water Fest comes to mind. We didn't really have that last year. What's this year looking like?
Yeah, so I will say we are going to have, or are looking to have, you know, some sort of still Blue Water Fest-ish things going on. We hesitate calling it the Blue Water Fest this year. Might look at maybe even rebranding it just this year temporarily, because it's not going to look like the festival that we've come to know and love. But we are going to see some of our familiar favorites downtown still. So, you know, the Boats and Boots concert that's put on by Radio First is planning to still happen. That'll be that Thursday and Friday night leading up to the race, as well as Mannequins Making a Difference. We'll still be downtown, possibly looking at family night activities still with Operation Transformation. And we are actually still going to plan to have a carnival come to town. All this is just so contingent on what those numbers look like. Probably by mid-June, I would say, we might make some other different calls, based on the numbers we're seeing at that time.
How important are vaccinations to what you're planning for the summer?
I will say, pretty important. It is pretty important to see, you know, these numbers go down in order to plan anything for our future. These numbers right now are just not what we need to be seeing in order to get back to any sort of sense of normalcy, whatever that's going to look like moving forward. Hopefully, these numbers do start turning around here as vaccinations, get in those people's arms and, you know, we get our second dose as well.
You know, in addition to planning events, you're also in constant contact with all of the downtown business owners. And Cynthia, what are you hearing from them? How are they surviving right now? Are they surviving? Are they doing all right?
You know, it's been a very tough end of winter, beginning of spring, especially seeing these numbers kind of pop back up and people are starting to stay home again, which understandably so. But I will say we have a lot of optimism coming into late spring, early summer, looking forward to these numbers turning around. And we have some great activities planned throughout this summer downtown that we're really hoping will bring people back down. Check out our new shops that we've got going on. Check out, you know, just downtown in general, see what we have available for everybody and just kind of roll out the welcome mat once again.
The social districts that started last fall and have continued through the winter, they'll still be in place this summer. In fact, even expanded a little bit.
That's right. Yeah, we got approval from City Council this past Monday to expand the social district by one block. This includes Foundry into the footprint now, so people would possibly, pending MLCC approval, people could then take their social distance drinks up to Foundry, check out the art that they have going on up there. They always have some really amazing classes going on. They're planning a lot of outdoor activities this summer, so that's going to be really amazing to have that expanded footprint. But, yeah, social district is still in place. So, you know, if you want to take a drink, you can hit the streets of Port Huron, check out our awesome shops downtown. And many of our business owners actually welcome social district drinks into their businesses, you know, so you can shop and sip all at the same time.
There you go. Art Hop still going to happen this spring?
We are carefully watching these numbers, but we are planning it to happen as normal. What's really amazing is that we have close to, if not just a little bit over 60 artists that are going to be joining us downtown. We're actually overflowing into the streets. We have so many artists. So we're closing down part of East Quay Street from here on out to Michigan Street. I'm going to put out some fire pits out there. Have some artists lining those sidewalks as well, because we just don't have as many hosts as we need to for this many artists, which is an amazing problem to have.
You know, I don't think that, you know, before the Art Hop started a few years ago and before we really started putting an emphasis on the arts, people, I don't think, realized how many talented artists we have right here in the greater Port Huron area. But we've got a lot, don't we?
We sure do. And, you know, really this year, that will be a lot of our focus. So, you know, yes, this expanded Art Hop, but we're also looking at right now trying to fold the arts into the Shop, Rock, and Stroll that will be happening throughout this summer, which is when we place musicians throughout downtown, just to have live music filling the air. But we're also working with ways to showcase our local talent at the same time.
Oh, very good. There will be a Port Huron to Mackinac race. There will be some sort of party the night before, as there was last year. I mean, it wasn't what we usually expect, but the Bayview Yacht Club is still planning the race. In fact, they've got quite a few boats registered, as I understand it.
Yes, yeah, I think we're going to see a bigger race than we saw last year, which last year, considering the conditions, we still saw, you know, an amazing kickoff for that event. So we're certainly looking forward to having them back in town and being able to welcome all the boaters with a little bit more activity this time around, too, with a strong emphasis on, you know, come check out our downtown. You know, a lot of these people are not local, so come see what we've got in our brick-and-mortar stores downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always tell people, you know, get out of the car, walk around, take a look, and you'll be, I think, surprised by what you see. A lot of new businesses that maybe you didn't know were there.
Absolutely. It's been really pretty remarkable through this pandemic that we've seen four new retails, we've seen a couple new restaurants, and then, of course, all these amazing new developments between the Wrigley Center, Winkleman, the Port Huron Market. We've got a lot going on in downtown Port Huron.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cynthia, keep up the good work. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.